This week's Today in Nepal, I'm Tika Prasad Khadga with news, the headlines first. Massive loss of lives and property reported following devastating flood in Bhotekosi River in Rasuwa. Bodies of 95 people recovered so far, many more still missing, says Nepal Police. Several people airlifted by Nepali Army and private sector injured being treated at various hospitals in Kathmandu. Preliminary findings suggest flood in Bhotekosi triggered by avalanche in Nepal-China border area. And at least 14 newborn babies die in hospital fire in Pakistani capital Islamabad. Now the news in detail. Severe flooding in Rasuwa has caused significant damage in Saprobesi, Timuri and surrounding areas. A sudden surge in the Bhotekosi River this morning has damaged the settlements and infrastructure with the details of the full extent of the damage. It to be confirmed, 95 bodies have been recovered from the Tirsuli and Narayani rivers in Chitwan following floods originated from Tibet. The bodies were found at various locations between Kurintar and Lilachok in Narayanagarh, according to Chief District Officer of Chitwan, Ganesh Aryal. The bodies were recovered from different locations by 6 p.m. Security personnel are working with heightened vigilance along the river banks to retrieve bodies carried downstream by the flood. Although the flood waters have reached the Narayanagarh, the water level has not reached the danger mark, following Prime Minister Balendra Shah's direction. Nepal Police, Armed Police Force, the Nepali Army, district administrations and disaster management agencies have intensified rescue and relief operations. And several people affected by the Bhotekosi flood have been rescued with the mobilization of the helicopters belonging to the Nepali Army and private companies. They are now undergoing treatment in various hospitals in Kathmandu. The National Disaster Risk Reduction Management Authority has reached a preliminary conclusion that a rock avalanche occurred along the Nepal-China border in Rasuwa, triggered by the devastating flood in the Bhotekosi River. According to authority's Executive Chair Dr. Dharmaraj Upreti, the rock avalanche that occurred about 20 kilometers north of the Rasuwa-Gadi border caused a sudden surge of the mud and debris into the Bhotekosi River with waste flowed through Timuri and merged with the Tirsuli River. Preliminary findings were based on the assessment of the available satellite images. To brief us about the incident, we do have a spokesperson of the Nepali Army, Rajaram Basnet, with us. Spokesperson Basnet, welcome to Radio Nepal.
Thank you very much.
So, could you please just give us the latest detail about the incident?
Regarding the search, rescue and relief operation in the most affected area, Nuwakot and Rasuwa, 97 people were rescued by Nepali Army helicopter. Overall, 15 helicopters were deployed in the most affected area to intensify the search and rescue operation. Regarding the search and rescue operations, the troops from various districts are deployed in those areas, especially from Chitwan, Gorkha, Dhading, Nuwakot and Rasuwa, and special operation team were deployed from Kathmandu.
So what kind of challenges are rescuers facing during rescue efforts?
Mostly the challenges are due to the geographical conditions, the terrain itself, and if you see the gorges around those areas, and it's very difficult to fly the helicopter in those areas during that, flood.
So how are the, security personnel who are deployed in the rescue and search efforts being, coordinating with the other local authorities in this regard?
especially the Nepali army with those other security agencies are deployed in those affected area, in close coordination and direction from the Nepali government. And the security personnel deployed in those area are also coordinating with the local community and the local government through chief district office. And also the Nepali army had established a medical center in Tirsuli to provide medical support for those victims.
So despite having all these things, the Nepali army has been on the spot and collecting data and has been carrying out rescue and search efforts. So now what is the, condition of survivors, for the time being?
The condition of survival, basically those survivors, they tried to, escape from that place and remain in the, safe places around there. But I just want to inform you that the 44 Nepali army personnel are also missing in this, disaster. And we are trying to search those missing Nepali personnel also, Nepali army personnel also.
Thank you, spokesperson Basnet, for your time.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
That was Nepali Army spokesperson Rajaram Basnet informing about the incident. Now we do have rest of the news updates. 384 tourists have gone missing due to the massive flood in the Bhote Kosi River today. According to the information shared by the Nepal Tourism Board this morning, the flood left 291 foreign and 93 Nepali tourists unaccounted for. Hikmat Singh Air, the officiating CEO of the Tourism Board, informed that 384 tourists who went to the Gosai Kunda and Kailas Mansarovar through the various companies have lost contact. Likewise, 26 policemen have gone missing after the flash flood in Bhote Kosi River in Raswa district. According to the Central Police spokesperson, Deputy Inspector General Avi Narayan Kafle, this many police personnel from the police units in Timore, Sabru, Besi, Simle and Moilung in Rosua are out of contact during the search and rescue after the flood. 8 bodies have been found in Nuakot and Dhading. Similarly, 13 armed police force personnel deployed in Timore and Moilung areas in Rosua have gone missing since the devastating flood in the district. According to Armed Police Force APF Nepal Joint Spokesperson Shailendra Thapa, 9 APF personnel have gone missing from Timore and 4 from Moilung. Likewise, 14 employees of the customs office Timore in Rosua have gone missing. They went missing after the sudden massive flood in Bhote Kosi River this morning. According to Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle's Secretariat, 11 permanent employees and 3 employees on contract working at Rosua customs office are out of contact. 25 employees of Rosua customs office, including Chief Customs Administrator Rajendra Dhungana, have come into contact. Similarly, a total of 60 employees, including an engineer working for the under-construction 20-megawatt Langtang Khola hydroelectric project based in Safru Basin of the Rosua, have gone missing following the Bhote Kosi devastating flood this morning. According to Project Managing Director Vijay Mohan Bhattarai, 60 staff have gone missing since the flood. Following the devastating damage caused by the flood in the Bhote Kosi River, various donor agencies have expressed their willingness to provide financial assistance for the rescue, relief and reconstruction efforts in the affected areas. According to the Secretariat of Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle, India, China and the World Bank have immediately coordinated to provide financial assistance for the rescue and reconstruction of flood-affected areas in Nepal. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held telephone conversation with Prime Minister Balendra Saha, expressing his sorrow over the loss of lives and property caused by the floods in Nepal today. Prime Minister Modi said that the people of India stand in solidarity with the people of Nepal during these difficult time, sharing the details of the phone conversation on his social media. Prime Minister Modi said India is ready to provide Nepal with all possible humanitarian assistance and that of Indian teams are coordinating with Nepal on rescue and relief efforts. Traffic police have stopped vehicles heading towards four districts following massive floods and landslides in Rasuwa. According to Naresh Raj Subedi, superintendent of police and a spokesperson for the Kathmandu Valley Traffic Police Office, vehicles heading towards Rasuwa, Nuwakot, Chitwan and Dhading have been halted. The movement of vehicles has been stopped as the precautionary measures due to the risk of further flooding and landslide in the affected areas. Meanwhile, at least 19 motorable bridges have been damaged by the devastating floods in Bhutikosi Tirsuli River system. According to Subaraj Neupane, Deputy Director General and a spokesperson of the Department of Roads, efforts are underway to improve the status, damaged roads and bridges with the help of heavy equipment and machineries. The National Disaster Risk Reduction Management Authority has urged people living along the banks of the Bhutikosi, Tirsuli and Narayani rivers to remain on high alert. People living along the riverbanks in Rasuwa, Dhading, Nuwakot, Gorkha, Chitwan and Tano have been urged to move to safer locations and remain alert until further notice. So now we do have Lok Bahadur Podal Chetri, Joint Secretary and a spokesperson at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, to give us the briefs about the rescue efforts. Mr. Chetri, welcome to Radio Nepal's News Bulletin.
Thank you very much.
So could you please, what is the detailed information with the Ministry regarding the rescue and search operations?
The scale of devastation, our immediate focus is on research and focuses on search and rescue, saving lives and providing assistance to those affected. A significant number of people remain unaccounted for, as you know, and though that number includes both Nepalese and foreign nationals, we are making every effort to locate and assist everyone affected while working to verify the situation as the rescue operations continue. And further details will be available.
So far, we have also got some information that almost 384 Nepali and foreign tourists have, remained unaccounted for. So what is that, let's say, detail or, effort, information about that?
As I said, the search operations are going on, and as per the latest available information, 403 people from 25 countries, including Nepal, have been reported missing. Out of them, 203 are male and 200 females. This includes 62 Nepali nationals and 341 foreign nationals. These figures remain subject to verification, as you know, because the search and rescue operations are continuing. And I need to add one thing. The government of Nepal really appreciates the offer of assistance from the friendly countries and partners in this difficult time. And we are working closely. Our security and other agencies are working on finding, those missing and updating as more details become available.
So what will be the modality of assistance while saying that donor agencies have promised for that effort?
At present, as I said earlier, our focus is on search and rescue, and our security agencies and concerned other agencies are actively working in this regard. And we really appreciate that offer, but as now we are, focusing on rescue and these operations, we will consider that later on.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was Lok Bahadur Podel Chhetri, Joint Secretary and Spokesperson of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, updating us about the condition of tourists and trekkers stranded in the Rasuwa district. The Ministry of Health and Food Safety has activated the Health Emergency Operations Center in view of disasters and emergency situation in wake of the massive flood in Bhotikosi River. According to the ministry, 100 emergency beds have been kept aside at Bir Hospital and the Trauma Center in Kathmandu for flood victims. The ministry has also stated that coordination is ongoing with the federal hospitals in Kathmandu, the Blood Transfusion Center, the health ministries of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, Nepal Red Cross, Lions Club and Nepal Scouts for emergency health services. Preparation has been made for dispatching some doctors and health workers to the affected areas through the Nepal Red Cross and Nepal Scouts. Also, ambulances and necessary medical supplies and equipment have been kept ready. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line.
Jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai.
Call gardus, data chalaunus, sansar bhari sajilai.
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna. *14*#dial gari. Wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has directed concerned agencies to carry out search, rescue and relief operations in a coordinated and effective manner for people affected by the floods. Speaking at a meeting of the National Council for Disaster Risk Reduction and Management, Prime Minister Shah called for immediate and effective implementation of rescue, research and relief efforts. The meeting reviewed information on the flood-affected areas, the extent of damage, and ongoing rescue and relief efforts. According to Deepa Dahal, the Prime Minister's press and research expert, Prime Minister Shah urged all concerned agencies to mobilize from their respective areas. Likewise, Home Minister Sudhan Gurung called a meeting of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority at Home Ministry to assess the flood situation, damage and ongoing response efforts. The government has expressed deep sorrow over the loss of lives and property from the massive flood in the Bhotikosi River in Rasuwa district. It decided to take immediate measures for the rescue, rehabilitation and treatment of the affected and injured people. A cabinet meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singha Darbar today paid tribute to those killed in the flooding and extended condolences to the bereaved families. A spokesperson of the government and Minister for Education and Sports, Sasmit Pokhrel, said that the government is making immediate arrangement of free treatment to the injured ones. Nepal Telecom has made telephone, SMS and internet services free for people affected by the Bhotikosi River floods in Rasuwa, following a directive from Minister for Information and Communications, Dr. Bikram Timmalsinna. The telecom company is providing unlimited voice calls, 2 gigabytes of data per day and 50 free SMS for 2 days to residents in the affected areas. Nepal Telecom is also sending precautionary messages through SMS to people in the flood-affected and surrounding areas. According to the company, 7 telecom towers, 2 in Rasuwa and 5 in Nuwakot, have reportedly been damaged by the floods. Technical teams have been deployed to the affected areas for maintenance and repairs. Lawmakers have expressed their grief over human casualties and physical damages caused by sudden flood in Bhotikosi River and drawn attention of the government to be proactive in rescue, research and relief operations. Speaking in urgent hour of the meeting of the House of Representatives today, they requested the government to involve in rescue operation in a rapid manner at flood-affected areas. Top leaders of various political parties have called on the relevant agencies to prioritize saving lives and conducting rescue operations in the difficult situation caused by the Bhotikosi flood. They have called on all party leaders, members and well-wishers through social media to responsibly move forward, prioritizing the protection and rescue of affected citizens during this difficult time. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM Listeners Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 14 newborn babies have died after a fire broke out in the maternity ward of a major government hospital in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad. According to the BBC, the fire broke out on the third floor of the mother and child unit at PIMS Hospital. A hospital spokesperson said 15 newborns were in the ward when the fire started and only one baby was rescued. Rescue teams have brought the fire under control while those injured have been shifted to the intensive care unit. Families have gathered outside the hospital, many in tears as they wait information about their loved ones. Canada has announced retaliatory efforts, tariffs of up to 50% on a range of U.S. products following the latest tariffs imposed by the administration of U.S. President Donald Trump. The Canadian tariffs will cover only 80 to 28 billion Canadian dollars, equivalent to around 20 billion U.S. dollars worth of American goods. The targeted products include steel furniture, fresh tuna, and cotton t-shirts. The Canadian officials also said that the tariff list has been designed to match the Canadian products affected by U.S. tariffs. The new measures will come into effect on the 8th of September. The move follows the collapse of U.S.-Canada trade talks late last week, with both sides accusing each other of making unreasonable last-minute demands. Now again, we come back to the update of Bhotikusi flood, and we do have David Dhakal, meteorologist, to talk about the recent environmental and weather situations and how the flooding has been caused. Welcome, Mr. Dhakal.
Thank you.
Could you please just tell us what actually happened or caused the flooding in Bhotikusi that has caused claim the lives of many people?
There is maybe impacted by the Gulf, Glacier Lake outer flood, or maybe more so in the Tibetan side, that caused the devastating flood occurrence today. This is the preliminary report. We talk to the Chinese scientist, and we came final report as soon as possible.
So there has been report of rainfall in those landslide affected areas. So now what is the weather condition in these areas now?
There is light rainfall occurring at the Roshua area. Yesterday night also there is not more than 6 millimeter rain recorded in our station. Much more rainfall occur at that site.
So there have been some reports that there is also possibility of another form of, let's say, you know, disaster like this flooding. So what do the meteorologists like you, you know, analyze? How do you analyze this?
Further, there is maybe today also at night there is maybe rainfall at medium rainfall, moderate rainfall. Maybe one or two places there is maybe heavy rainfall also. That's why we have to be prepared for that type of occurrence again. There are also Chinese scientists also addressing us. There is also the possibility of flooding also reported.
So how do the meteorologists, you know, carry out research, further research on this issue? So how do you coordinate with other government agencies for the final result or final conclusion of the cause?
Side by side, meteorology and then hydrology also connected. CME, Chinese Meteorological Agency also, we are coordination. NDRRMA, Nepal government also, we are coordinating and giving the final report.
Thank you, Mr. Dhakal, for your time.
Okay, thank you.
That was David Dhakal, meteorologist, talking about the current weather conditions in the landslide-affected, flood-affected areas. So now we again come to the weather updates. And we do have general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Moderate rain or snowfall with thunder or lightning is likely at many places in the Himalayan areas of Kusi, Bagmati, and Gandaki provinces, and at some places in the Himalayan areas of Lumbini, Karnali, and Sudhupashim provinces. Similarly, there are also possibilities of light to moderate snowfall at many places in the hilly areas of Kusi, Bagmati, Gandaki, and Lumbini provinces, and at some places in the hilly areas of Karnali and Sudhupashim provinces, and at some places in the Tarai areas of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, and Sudhupashim provinces, and at a few places in the Tarai areas of Kusi and Madhes provinces. Likewise, heavy rainfall is likely at one or two places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Kusi, Bagmati, and Gandaki provinces, and in the hilly and Tarai areas of Lumbini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Massive loss of lives and property reported following devastating flood in Bhote Kosi River in Rasuwa. Bodies of 95 people recovered so far. Many more still missing, says Nepal Police. Many people airlifted by Nepali army and private sectors, injured being treated at various hospitals in Kathmandu. Preliminary findings suggest flood in Bhote Kosi triggered by avalanche in Nepal-China border area, and at least 14 newborn babies die in hospital fire in Pakistani capital Islamabad. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.